The first funding, which was minor, a couple hundred dollars here and there, which is necessary to go through just the registration process, came out of pocket. That was just paid for it. And then from there, to take it to the next step, basically I threw parties. I'd organize a good party and invite a lot of people and charge $5 at the door. and we do that to this day. So there's going to be a big party end of January. that's what we do.
Well, I help at those parties. There are a lot of fun.
Yeah, Sarah's been. We throw good parties. And I touch on that later, maybe about how within fundraising, I think that first you have to have something that people would be interested in. Aside from the cause, if you just ask them to give just based on what the cause is, not that many people are going to show up. But if you say, we're going to have this band that and we're having a party at the Bateshoe Museum, which we've done, then people show up and then they ask, oh yeah, what's it for again? Then you can tell them all about the organization. So that's been the majority of our funding has been from events that we've held. We've received small grants, like just corporate donations, really, nothing significant. We've been chasing big grants, and it's we'll continue to do so, but have yet to receive anything of significant value.
Yeah,